Hey guys. Owen here. See, I'm just checking in with you because I didn't want to leave you hanging. I know we didn't do a proper live show last week due to scheduling concerns, and well, unfortunately, it's gonna kind of be the same this week. Except this week, yeah, I'm gonna be, I might not even be in the country on Thursday. How crazy is that? So instead, I'm putting together a little bit of a mishmash of things for your pod listening pleasure. What it's going to be is a couple of clips, I think, from what I would consider our bonus content archive. It's something I've kind of been working on. It's going to be part of a new show on onomedia.com. Yeah, we're getting around to getting that site up and running. Just wait. Either way, this is another show that will be on that site. And that is something we call Oh No at Night. So, in short, because we are not doing a true Oh No radio show this week, I've chosen to, you know, give you a few little glimpses into the world of what Oh No at Night is going to kind of be. Sometimes it's people in the studio here with me. Sometimes, and completely different people than you would see on Oh No Radio Show. Sometimes it's callers calling in. Maybe at my request, because I badger them over text message to call the show. But either way, that's neither here nor there. We'd like to provide you with some content, and we hope you, we'll enjoy this evening of what I'm trying to present to you. And please understand that we will be back next Thursday, the 20th of November, for a real proper Oh No radio show. Again, if you haven't already done it, go to facebook.com/ohnoradioshow. Like it. If you got a couple extra bucks to help power these microphones up, please donate it. That's at ohnoradioshow.com. ohnoradioshow.com. And the biggest thing for me right now, guys, is I want you to go ahead and please try and subscribe to us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. It's OHNO Radio Show. That's how you find us on there. Please, you know, give it 5 stars. Give us a rating. Leave a comment. Leave something nice. Say you like the show. Say you think it's funny. Say you think it's original. I don't give a shit what you say. Just leave a goddamn comment. But please do the 5 stars. Don't leave a 1 star. That would be really dickish of you. Either way, this first little conversation we're going to be getting into is, again, another Oh No at Night production. This is from our bonus extended super archive, vault. And, this is going to be a conversation late at night with me in studio, a good friend named Jeff Brown, and, our very own Bender, from Oh No Radio Show, who you will recognize. So, without further ado, I will present that nonsense to you.
To the rich man's bright lodges, I ride in this wind. On my good horse, I call you my shiny black bear. Playhouse of fortune to take the bright silver and gold you have taken from somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck it. Enjoy the music you like. You know what? Hey,
this is my jam.
This is some nice, easy, good country. And, like, people say they don't like country, Jeff. Like, some people like country, some people don't. I get it. But this is, like, country that's... It's real country. You know?
What's
more
the,
folk, I guess,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, what's the dude from Family Guy that that they always reference, Tom Tweedy?
I don't know him.
That's what it reminds me of.
This is
folk country.
This is a really interesting album. It's a combination of two artists. It's Billy Bragg and the band Wilco. And, like, no, this is no joke. They are redoing a ton of old Woody Guthrie songs. So, like, these are songs that were never, like, actually recorded. These are songs that were in his, like, notebook. Well, they were in his notebook.
Yeah.
And they interpreted this guy's writing. And after his death, recreated them. Yeah. Which is a very dangerous thing to do, I suppose.
Yeah,
you know,
it completely is. Country or not.
Yeah, country or not, just any art form, you're finishing someone's work, in a sense.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. You're interpreting somebody else's creativity.
It's a very interesting perspective, but...
It is.
But no, I feel like they did about as good of a job on they did two albums. They did... And they're really long albums. Oh, look, Cole. Jackie Bender, how's it going?
Gentlemen.
Welcome back.
How are you doing?
Good, good, thank good. You. Were you able to hear us talking about what we're listening to right now?
No, I'm out.
That's
of
fine, food. That's fine. We're listening to a little bit of Billy Bragg and Wilco. This is off of Mermaid Avenue. There's a volume 1 and a volume 2, but I was explaining to Jeff, Jack, that both of these albums were made off of songs that were Woody Guthrie's songs that he had written but never recorded. And we were just discussing how, like, interesting it is to sort of reinterpret someone else's art in a sense, like,
sure,
because there was no music notes written to this, you know, like, there was just, it was pages of lyrics that were really well written lyrics, but they had to, you know,
reinterpret
their songs,
put their own creativity on it.
Yeah either way, I guess you're listening to Oh No at Night. This is me, my good friend Jeff, and my good friend Jack. Mm-hmm. Bender, how are you tonight?
Doing very well. I had a social interaction this evening that I don't usually do, and it was nice. Unexpectedly so.
Can you explain a little more about that?
Yes, please do.
Sure. Yeah, I don't usually, you know, like, a former coworker of mine, I met up with and hadn't, you know, seen him in a long time, and, you know, it was like, okay, let's get together for a drink. And it was like, all right, we'll come over to our place. You can meet my girlfriend. Which, you know, I wasn't initially expecting.
Right.
And then, you know, the being, you know, proper guest, it's like, okay, well, what kind of beer do you like? I'll bring some beer over.
Very,
and, you know,
very nice of you, seeing as though you don't even drink beer.
I was just
going to
say that.
Yeah, I was going in knowing that I was like, all right, this is, you know, I'm going to have to either, like, deal with something I don't like or just whatever, or not drink while they're drinking. I don't know. So, you know, I stop by the store, I get the kind of beer that they're describing that they want. And then I get there, and it's like, oh, you know, I know you don't drink beer. We picked up a bottle of bourbon. Immediately, uh-oh. I'm like, okay, this is a great idea. Perfect. Fantastic.
Yeah, because you actually do like your fancy drinks. You like all your, like, what do they call them? Like old fashions? Like those ones? Don't you like those?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Grandpa's cough syrup.
Yeah. Grandpa's cough syrup.
I can't drink old fashions too much just because there's not a whole lot to it. I mean, that's pretty much like drinking straight bourbon with tiny bits of other stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean,
it's when you're feeling really saucy.
Like, it was like, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to get sauce, that's a good way to do it. But it ended up drinking like, you know, bourbon and ginger ale tonight, like, you know, whiskey and ginger.
Oh, nice.
Kind of so,
nice.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was nice. And, you know, it was like, you know, his girlfriend wasn't awkward or like weird, like, you know, had like reasonable conversation like adults. And here's the real stretch thing. All like they had like snack foods and stuff, but it was like carrots and hummus and like
oh, that's the worst.
Was, like, all like, there was not one single meat item on the
table.
Oh
man,
I actually, like, ate food like an adult. It's crazy.
That is nuts. Like, I feel like if you're gonna do the like salad tray or like, you know, you get the celery and the broccoli with the dip and all that bullshit.
Yep.
I feel
yep.
like if you're gonna do that, you also need to do the like kind of what I feel is like the salami ham
yes.
turkey roll with cheese in it, you know, like where you do
yep.
the
oh yes.
Oh, I don't know what you call them. Like, my mom calls them roll-ups or something like that. But you put, you know, a slice, like a cut of cheese in a piece of meat, and you roll it up and you put it to the side, right? Like, that's,
you need the best of both worlds.
I feel like that is the appropriate hors d'oeuvre etiquette. I don't know. Am I wrong here, guys? I mean,
not at all. No, I
no,
agree
no,
completely.
Me favoring, you know, meat over vegetables any day, I would be inclined to agree. The funny part, you know, for the longest time that I knew this guy, like, he was apparently a vegetarian, and they were joking. He was like, yeah, it's funny. I'm not even a vegetarian anymore. And all he got was a bunch of, like, healthy stuff. He's like, apparently you don't know me that well. Like, thank you for the bourbon, but, man, where's the meat? But, you know, no, it was good. I don't socialize much with people that I don't know that well. And so the whole thing in general, it was, you know, even this afternoon I was like, am I really going to do this? Should I call and, like, come up with an excuse to cancel?
No.
See, like, hindsight. We're talking about hindsight earlier.
It's exactly. What I was going to say, honestly, is that I would be remiss if we didn't, the three of us, relay some good old stories, you know, maybe some factory stories or what have you.
Yes,
about I mean, while we have you on the line, Jack, I mean, the three of us met at the factory. The three of us are individuals that have been through a lot in that place. And
yes.
I know you called earlier, but we didn't really get a chance to talk about some of those greater details of some of the finer places. And what the audience does know, I'll remind you, is that the audience does know that we work at a theme park. So I don't want us to limit ourselves too much. One of the things I will say that I know you guys both have experience with, and I would love for you to hear what you have seen, but there are these areas that we frequent as individuals, kind of working on that backstage element of a theme park. The places we see are not necessarily places the public sees.
Anyone else, like, even people that work there,
even
would,
people
would
that work there
too,
yeah. In some of these places, you will see some very fine graffiti, I will just call it. And I just
know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, Jack, if you have any memories of some of the things that you, some of the great pictures that you have seen, please describe them, because
oh,
I've
man.
Got a couple.
I'm trying to remember because there have been, crawling around facades, I'm sure, is what you're talking about. This graffiti.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like written on drywall, like for people who don't know, it's like, you know, the inside of a fake building, it's like drywall where there's like a ladder or like a walking area. And oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember. And there would always be like somebody would doodle something and there would be some other drawing like, oh, so-and-so's a fag or whatever. But oh my
it's
gosh,
usually like, it's funny because you see so much shit like shit talking against people's bosses like on walls like this guy's a fucking asshole
for a good time call.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It's toilet
like
stall. That's right. It's kind of like toilet stall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Graffiti.
And I remember it was like the whole foyer was like the mass of the ass times the heat of the meat equals the the something of the something square. Like it was like this whole like math formula.
Oh,
about,
okay, like, gotcha. Like the algorithm to douchebaggery. There's a good one that I've seen that is the backside of a cat with its anus.
Yes.
And I've seen it in multiple places. Some guy knew how to draw the backside of the cat very well. And
very well.
And has even colored it in a couple of places. Like he's got like his rudimentary sort of like beginner, you know, sketches. And then he's got his he's definitely refined his art. But you will find in the places that we're talking about, in these deep chasms of the theme park world, you will find pictures, this art of, you know, this cat, and it is from the backside, and its anus is very prevalent. It is probably the focal point, I would say, of the art itself. I mean, we're talking, there's detail on the anus. We're talking, like, it's got the lines, and it's got the pucker, and it's got...
It's very realistic anus.
I mean, yeah. He's even gone as far in a couple of this maniac in a couple of them. He's even gone as far as to like use that pink highlighter to kind of like accentuate like the little area. And it's just a cat's rear end with its tail up and like kind of a like sometimes he puts like a head kind of looking back a little bit. You know what I'm talking about. But it's a cat's fucking ass.
I've definitely seen at least one.
Like, so okay. So we've all seen this cat, right?
Yeah.
Sure. So who's this fucking guy? Like,
right?
Someone that is very particular about their cat's asses.
Do you think he's actually like in the bestiality? Do you think he
It would be a consideration.
I mean, I've seen some twisted shit though.
That just seems beyond an artist's eye.
Well, these are places that people can kind of hide.
Yeah,
within like the depths of this theme park
with that certain anonymity.
Yeah, and I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Whatever. Moving on.
But you know, you'll find that you'll go into some of these places because you need to, you know, address a piece of like equipment that you have in said place, and you'll find the weirdest shit. You'll find a chair, you know, with a nudie mag and a bottle of fucking booze next to it. You'll find all sorts of...
The random single chair off in the most isolated places.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that creep me out the most.
Because it's some dude's place to just go and fucking, like,
I know
get away from
there.
It.
There used
like,
to be
no
a...
And it's and it's there. A jerk... It could be a jerk-off chair. Like, it could definitely be a jerk-off chair.
Could be. You know that's what...
You know it's a jerk.
I don't mean to top the story, but I do remember there being one place in particular where there was a bed. Like just a random bed.
Now this may predate you, Jeff, and definitely Owen.
I think so.
This may have been like a year before you started. There was during one of the years when there was stuff in one of the buildings that things are built in for seasons, and there's catwalks in them.
Okay. Okay.
One of those things.
A factory catwalk. It's a factory catwalk.
Factory catwalk, right. But they found a sleeping bag. Like, there was on pretty good suspicion there was, like, a bum that somehow got on
just straight up living in the
catwalk.
In the secret places that people, like, aren't supposed to know where they're, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know where you're talking about. I have heard that story, but that is kind of creepy. I mean, imagine.
I feel like I saw the sleeping bag up in the catwalk,
and you didn't even like really pay attention to it. But there was a bum.
Well, no, it was like we had heard stories. Like, we think there's some, like, because we were finding doors unlocked or yada yada or whatever, and it was one of those, like, maybe it wasn't the full, like, we saw, like, we had to go up there, and there was, like, stuff, like, things more so than our equipment. That was, like, why?
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, a blanket, not a sleeping bag. Something to the effect of, like, it looked like the remnants of a bum camp.
That is completely creepy. Imagine, guys, like, if you work at, like, an office complex, and you've got this, like, elaborate, I don't know, kind of like attic structure, which a lot of complexes do, or, you know, you have, I don't know, supply rooms, or
a rooftop, like
rooftops. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, imagine that, like, at your workplace, in those weird, like, any workplace has that area.
You see
that
somebody
happen.
Has been, like, frequenting that spot, and whether or not they were crashing or
creepy as fuck, though. Just like, I know. You know, homeless people have to kind of do that. If you were homeless, you'd be probably doing the same
shit. The
fact
that they can do the inside of theme park that is blocked off.
Yeah, that is some, like, high-level homeless person shit.
Yeah.
It is. That is
that dude's
next
got a
level
plan,
hobo.
And he should be worried.
That is the next-level hobo, because he's fucking, he's riding the Hulk. He's fucking, and he's just sleeping in.
Of the startup plan.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't care that I said that at all.
I'll gloss over it. I heard nothing.
Say what?
Whatever.
Jackie Bender, what is the newest, newest thing in your life? You got anything rocking your world?
I've been venting to you the other day on the phone off air.
Oh, you get that guy that you hate at work.
Yeah. Some
I got a guy that I hate at work too. We're just, yeah, let's talk about him.
Okay. So the long and the short of it, I'm in, like, a management role. I deal with organized labor, and there's somebody who I've been dealing with who has been really, like,
he's been shitty.
He's been really terrible because he's the interim person for this position, and basically they hired a new person, but they're not starting yet. And so this guy, it's like he's basically got to, like, bide his time for the next couple weeks and admitted, like, he knows he's not getting this job full time, and he's pretty much checked out. And so it's caused me problems, and there have been some issues where I've, like, stepped over the line as far as, like, the rules of organized labor and this, that, whatever. Well, dude no call no showed and got fired. Problem solved.
Well, that's good. worked itself out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It did. Oh my gosh, it was the best thing ever.
Man, I wish I could be so lucky.
I didn't have to lift a finger. It was great.
Kind of wish you can call him back and be like, hey, by the way, if you didn't hear the original notice, you're fucking fired.
Yeah. Well, you remember hearing about Mylanta. You remember hearing about Mylanta, right, Jack?
Yes.
Jeff, do you know about Mylanta? I don't think you know about Mylanta. Mylanta is a guy that works in my similar. No, not even close yet, man. Like, this is
promoted, huh?
I shouldn't really even be talking about this.
Mylanta,
indeed. He uses the phrase instead of saying "Oh my God," like "Oh Mylanta" is his
That's a thing.
Yeah. That's what I said. That's exactly what I said, Jeff. That's exactly what I said. And I immediately wanted to punch him in the face for saying that thing.
You should accept that, like, people might react that way to saying something that's so like not even like it's not a fad. It's not like LOL or OMG or
right.
whatever. Like it really? I don't know. That seems. Anyways, please continue.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah.
Like, now, I don't want to continue about this guy because he bothers me so much. It's a thing. Like, ah.
It's not. He thinks it is.
One day I will read you. I can read them to you off air. But one day I will read you the conversation I had today.
Oh, my Lanta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid.
From Oh, my Lanta.
I'm afraid.
Jack, I can't do it. I can't do it on air. It's
very
compromising. It's
I look forward to hearing about it sometime.
But, one day you guys
like,
will get
I don't
the,
even understand
the full
context.
Equation. Oh, no. The context is that I have somebody that does the same job as me, but fucking sucks.
And uses my oh my Lanta.
And he uses that term. that is about the correct context for yeah.
Well,
the situation.
He got hired.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I'm unfortunately the one of the only people left to deal with it. So now I have to fucking deal with it. It's me and one other guy now have to fucking deal
that
with a situation.
Is a very unfortunate circumstance.
Yes. It's a very unfortunate circumstance without the correct management, and I would say this to their face, and I plan on it very shortly, doing that very shortly.
With maybe a couple middle fingers.
Uh-huh. And I will say that this person who has been doing an awful job, there are many emails that have gone back and forth. I'm not saying too much. Shit. No, I'll say this. I'll say that he has been rewarded rather
than be disciplined.
Yes. And and it seems like people are kind of like pleading the fifth, if you will. Like, oh, I didn't know that there was any friction. Yeah.
Time
to go to HR.
Yeah, well, you know, even HR is going to have the same reaction.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta, indeed. So,
God
okay.
Damn.
I got something different for you.
By all means.
You know, I've been obviously trying to, like, find, you know, bands or music to deal with out here since. Obviously,
you're trying to still be a rock and roll star at whatever age
yeah,
you
trying.
Are.
So there's
well, at least you're not
guy.
Trying to be a poet.
that
was
I'm
a
not,
dig.
I'm not going there.
sounds like it's true.
For a reunion. I'm not touching that one, buddy.
He's not touching because you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
So there's this guy. I had he's like drummer guy, whatever, and like his girlfriend is singer person, and like I met up with him a couple times, and it was like, oh, we want to try and you know have this like bluesy punk thing, which
all right, cool. I think that's exactly
like
what how I phrased what Bob's Newsstand was to you once
exactly.
upon a time.
Exactly. So first time the guitar guy they have that they're trying out is like. Way too far onto the blues side of things. So it's like super mellow, not rocking. Then the next time, the dude's like so high when he shows up, he's like barely playing music any of the time. He's just kind of like sitting there trying to like figure out what note we're all playing or what note I'm playing or whatever. So then it's just like this waste of time thing, whatever. Not to mention the fact that the guy who I've been corresponding with is the drummer. Terrible at text messaging. Like, it is the worst, like how, like, teenagers text speak now. Like, not even real words, sort of thing. So, you know, I keep hearing from him, like, hey, bro, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, you know, we got some guitarists lined up, yada, yada, this, that, whatever. No joke. Left me a 3-minute voicemail.
That's a long voicemail.
Three just to be like,
that,
oh, yeah.
That means you're super engrossed with...
It's like the dragon voicemail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Just drags on. Yeah,
that's like a breaking up voicemail. Yeah. That's like...
And that was, no, I want you back voicemail.
Just, yeah, that's an I want you back voicemail. It's exactly
and
right.
That was just to be like, hey, man, want to, you know, blah, 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 like try and get together and practice or whatever. Finally, when I was like, hey, this is, you know, like, not, I can't do this, I'm busy, blah, 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 whatever. No joke, it was like, my phone was like dying, or I was on lunch break or something like that, and I finally see my phone, 11 text messages is the string of conversation from this guy. It's like, oh, really, man? Like, after we had talked about, like, people flaking, and now you're gonna yada yada this and that, which I hadn't committed to anything, but 11 text messages, and they weren't, like, short, it was like,
yeah,
you know, like
that's a little creepy, like, is it not? That's a little creepy.
It's like you're an awkward ex.
No bueno.
Yeah, no. Nah, you don't need to be doing that, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been in talks with somebody. I've got like a tryout, if you will, on Wednesday. So
oh, that's good.
Fingers crossed that it doesn't suck.
Like we've said, we still need to, like, try and sort of, like, collaborate even as far away as the world is. Like, me and Jeff were even talking about that this kind of tonight, in fact.
As close as the world is.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, I do. Well, my laptop's dead right now, so that's kind of been my obstacle. Like, I got all the stuff that you
And
then my laptop died. So,
oh, yes,
you know,
right. I forgot about that.
I think I remember you mentioned that a while ago.
Well,
yeah, it sucks.
You
but
fucking...
Whatever, I'm working on it. It'll happen eventually. But
what are you calling from right now? You calling from an iPhone? Is that what you're doing?
I am.
All right. No, that's good. That's good to know, though. Like, do you listen when you listen to the show? Have you been listening on your iPhone?
Yeah, I listen. I use the podcast app, and I'll listen to it the next day.
That's right. Everybody does need to do that. They need to subscribe to us on the podcast.
Yeah, I do subscribe to both of your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Oh No at Night needs to be put. Maybe Oh No at Night eventually needs its own thing. Oh No Media certainly does, and I think Oh No Media is going to have to, like, have its own, you know, RSS at some point.
Maybe Oh No Media is where, like, the random stuff, like, you know, you have Oh No Night, if you have some, like, bonus content, throw it there, who knows.
I don't know what it is either, man. We're trying to work this all out. This is, man. All I know is we're working on a radio play that is going to blow your fucking tits off, people.
I'm excited, man. I like the sound of it. I'm excited to...
Yeah, you like the idea of it?
I'm just excited I'm on the radio show. That's kind of cool.
Hey, man.
Is this your first time on the show, Jeff?
I felt like
you
were on before.
You call in every night, Jack. Like, have you never heard me before?
I can't remember. It's been so long.
I feel like you were on it once, right?
I was not. Nope.
You were not on it once?
I'm a virgin.
Oh, he's a virgin. I felt like he was on it once before.
Nope.
Well, Joe says hi, by the way, to the both of
What's
you.
What's up?
This isn't a real show. You know that, Jeff. This is not a real show.
I don't care.
This is... me late at night talking to Jack, recording it, and kind of making it into a show.
That's how it usually is, which I must say I was very surprised, because I you know, I tried calling the first time earlier and it went to the voicemail or the caller is not available. So I use the Mixler app and I start listening and I hear like all these people. I'm expecting to hear Owen talking while there's music playing in the background, the typical Oh No at Night.
Yeah,
there's like this arc of like.
It's usually me really drunk,
people.
Just being like, "All right, the Zono at night. You should call in. This is a band.
You really need this image.
They're playing."
So, I must share this because it deserves to be shared because I feel like I'm scarred now. Joe just showed me this picture that at first glance it looks like the face of a Ninja Turtle head. But what it is, it's like a lady wearing like a, you know, a bra or like bikini top, and it's her stomach, and the fold of the stomach is what makes it look like it's like the crease of the face. It's terrible. I'll post it on the Oh No.
Yeah, please do. Post it in the group, man. By the way, there is a group, Oh No Radio Show, on Facebook. You should join that. That's where all the fucking, that's where the undercover shit's going.
I didn't know that either.
That's where the fucking money is right there. You want to be a part of the show, you join that group.
That's where I'll leave you. I'll link that onto the group.
Yeah, man. Do that. And we need to get out of here, too. I'm getting tired. Cool. I need to smoke.
Gentlemen,
it was
a pleasure.
Jeff.
Yep.
Until next time.
See ya. Oh, man. Isn't it cool you get to hang up on people? Like, oh, it's so much fun. It was my favorite thing when I first started the show, just hanging up on people.
I bet. Hey, what's going on, Click? Next!
God! You suck! Doom!
Yeah. Just made me feel better.
Keep talking. Like, where were you born, Jeff?
I was born in Houston, Texas.
And, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you just gently fade them out as they're telling a story.
Don't leave me.
You gently fade as they go away into existence.
Lame.
Yeah, it's fun, though. Man, you had fun hanging out with me in my studio. I know.
I did. I still feel like I wish I could contribute more.
No, you can. We still got a minute or two if you wanted to.
Yeah, man.
You got a story?
Please.
You got a story you want to tell?
Give me a subject.
I don't just throw subjects in the air like.
Well,
they're...
I don't throw stories just out there. Works both ways.
I felt like we talked so much about so many interesting things.
Yeah, we did.
Of your life tonight, and you know. You're an interesting human being, Jeff, because you do seem like you're on the perpetual struggle for love. You're looking for a lady that
I'm looking for the reciprocation.
Yeah.
Like
I think you've been really fucked over a lot of times, and I do think you're too nice.
No, like, I think
Jeff is kind of Mr. Nice Guy.
Being the nice guy, I have attracted the crazy, and the crazy has, being the person that I am, with the personality that I have,
mm-hmm.
I have always tried to give people the benefit of the doubt, and it's always, no, that bitch is crazy. But regardless, that, like, you know. Things work out, and you learn lessons. You learn how to deal with things. You learn for the better. So, like, I suppose I've got a leg up by most people just because, based off my experience.
Well, you're too goddamn nice. Yes.
Obviously, you couldn't get more obvious.
You fall in love too quick.
I do jump in. I mean,
and when you jump in deep.
Yeah, head first. Yeah, like I mean,
you jump in the deep end head first.
Even with heartbreak, people get, you know, apprehensive or defensive.
I've known you for what, like 6 years, something like that,
at the very least,
something like that.
Yeah,
and I've seen your heart broken. I've seen you be in love, and I've seen it come and go, come and go.
Kind of been all over the place.
It's, yeah.
So, what's your question?
That's not good for you, man.
No, like...
What it is. Every relationship you've had since I've known you, you have jumped into with an amazing amount of... Of heart.
Yeah.
And
legitimacy.
Yes. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing by any means. I'm just trying to reflect the fact that you do have an emotional engagement that not necessarily everybody has when they go into a relationship. Like, especially after, like, having your heart broken time and time again. Like,
you kind of have to. You have to throw yourself out there.
Seriously,
sometimes.
The question has to be asked. Are you jumping in too deep every time? Like,
if you're saying it in the sense of, because I'm 30 years old and you think that I'm asking that rant.
I don't know.
Of I need to settle down. Like, no, like, not at all. I think I feel like that that if like you have to give love a chance and you have to give it your everything. You just can't not just like hold out and hope for the best. Like you can't be defensive. You can't be like kind of like, you know, behind a brick wall and hope that like there's some sort of, you know, something that makes you feel like that you it's all validated. Like sometimes you just have to throw it out there, and if not, it's still very much of a learning experience.
Right.
And you know,
so where do you stand in your current relationship then? Like where does it go?
Hopeful and unsure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the old adage, you know, you expect the best, but you hope for the best, but you expect the worst. Yeah, like you're at the point where, you want it to work out, but you can't dwell on it. You have to kind of, and you know, one of the things that I've learned recently is that you have to kind of like take things for yourself, like
man,
worry about yourself first. Not
I know the people we had earlier on this podcast.
They were so fucked up that like I can't take their advice for anything.
I know, and I completely agree with you. But in all of that fucked upness, there is a bit of truth.
Oh yeah, no,
and everything both of them was saying was don't fucking do it.
Well,
I mean, let's just analyze that for a second.
Well,
let's
also,
regardless of if we agree with it or not,
I just want to amend like that part that we just we just established with the fact that like when they said all that stuff that like I didn't even start my story yet.
they
jumped right in.
There was they were
to a point. We
met Wes tonight for the first time. You were meeting both of them for the first time. I was meeting Wes for the first time. I knew Steve, who Steve was just, and then got fucked the fuck up, like crazy talk. So yeah, it was really interesting evening, but I wouldn't say bad conversation. I think we had some good talk.
No, and there was definitely some tangents. I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. But Wes was definitely like, I think he was trying to understand your situation almost a little too much, and it took about an hour to tell a story that needed to be told in 5 fucking minutes, not because of your fault, like
no,
because he kept interrupting the whole entire time.
Well, first of all, you can obviously tell that he loves to contribute, like he loves to be able to like, you know, talk
right.
and just be there for that moment where like, you know, like, oh, I understand you. Like, you know what I mean? Like it just, that's what, how it came off as. But even still that like, you know, he tried to chime in. He tried to be there and I still think that like, there was like parts about it where he was confused about three separate things, all kind of like, it looked like, or it seemed like it converged into like one thing. So like he had no idea, like if you were talking about like blue, red or black and you were talking about like, you know, yellow, blue and green, you know what I mean? It's like,
no, I get, yes.
So he knew you were talking about colors, but it was like, kind of like,
but he had the wrong colors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Very, very well put. Very well put. I don't know. I kind of want to have a smoke, Jeff. I think this has been fun, and I think we have a nice little oh no at night. Unless,
dude, you know, I want to do this again.
Isn't this fun?
It's fantastic. See, actually,
man, it's a good way to get your thoughts out. It's a good way to just connect with people. Like and that's why I do this one too. Like this is another random. You know, this I don't have to do this every Thursday night like I do the Uno Radio
like
Show. The Uno Radio Show is the flagship. Like that is
absolutely.
That is the start. Then there's the Something Dreadful that is every Monday, hopefully, but that even that's kind of like floating.
And then there's a little spinoff where like you have like, you know,
yeah, we've got
some more personal time with like a less I'm not gonna say ambition, but like less
No, it's less planned. It's easy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easygoing.
More spontaneous.
I'll probably edit this down when I post it up.
There'll be bits and pieces of it all.
But no, it's all good stuff. Just being able to sit down with friends, and me and you, like Jeff. Honestly, I have to tell the audience that Jeff is honestly one of the most real people that you will ever meet.
For reals.
And that's why I love him, is that no matter what, he gives me the straightforward. He doesn't fucking beat around the bush. Rape my cat all you want. What you don't know is she's raping you. Ginger.
I told you.
Ginger is the most cuddly of all the cats. Oh, yeah, she's right on your lap. Oh, she's getting into it.
Don't leave. Oh, she's going to come back.
No, she will. She will. If you...
Little wave.
Yeah.
Little living on the top of the head. Yeah. Fall over.
Only cat I know that you can rub her belly, too. Oh, you can rub her belly, and she doesn't mind it.
But she's apprehensive. There's a...
She doesn't know you yet.
It's like she was raped when she was young. Is what it seems like.
No,
she's like kind of like, oh, I love it, but I don't know if I want it.
You don't know my cat yet. She's just warming up to you. That's all.
She's been warming up on
all. Look at her. Look
night.
At her. She's falling over for you. Like, hey, pet me. Oh.
Yeah. And. Ooh.
What was I talking about? Oh yeah, this is Oh No at Night, and we should be signing off right about now. Talking about my cat right now.
Before it gets awkward.
Uh-huh. Thank you for joining me, buddy.
Absolutely, dude.
It's
my pleasure.
It's always a pleasure hanging out with you, fucking Jeff. And
I love you.
And honestly, yeah, we'll have you back. We'll do something like this more often. We're building the site for onomedia.com. And that's where you're going to find Oh No Radio Show,
all
Something Dreadful, all these mechanisms that are moving that we're trying to fucking build right now. That's where you're going to find
it. Kind of makes me feel like Howard Stern, by the way, when I can say like the P sounds and the bassiness.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's kind of nice.
You can get back, and when you get back, you can get angry and yell, and then you can get close. And you
yeah,
can really,
just get really sentimental. And just very intimate.
Jeff. I love you, man. I love you, too. Oh, no, at night.
I just licked your mic.
Oh, no, radioshow.com. Oh, no, media.com.
Whoever talks to this next, I feel sorry for.
A bag of dicks. Eat a bag. Oh. So yeah, that was a really fun conversation with our good friend Jeff Brown. It's really nice having him in the studio just to sit down with me and catch up on old times, get a little silly, and for him to learn what we do here at the Oh No Radio Show. And of course, on Oh No at Night. This next conversation comes from another one in the archive, I suppose. Yeah, it is another Oh No at Night conversation. But it's from a friend of ours, all the way from Gainesville. He's doing a similar thing to what we're doing. He's trying to promote podcasts. He's trying to, you know, create original content of his own. And he's a good friend of mine. I think I might have inspired him to do his show. But without further ado, we need to introduce the segment of a guy, that once was my neighbor and is now the host of a show called An Awkward Situation. That's anawkwardsituation.com. I think you can also find that on iTunes. Subscribe to it as well. You don't have the podcast app. If you have an iPhone, you need to really upgrade your shit or download that. Just saying.
And I know there's shit for androids that do all the fucking same thing, so get on that too if you're slacking on your RSS feeds. Because that's how we get hits as podcasters, guys. We need you to be subscribing to us every week. We need consistent hits. That's what I need. I need you to consistently listen, to consistently promote and get this show, my show, Oh No Radio Show, out every single episode. I need you to share it with your friends. I need you to get it out there on the Facebook lands. I need you to Twitters it. And again, if you're not with us on Facebook.com/Oh No Radio Show, you need to do that. You need to like us. And then we are also at The Real ONRS on Twitter. But I think I was going to introduce something and then I stopped to toot my own horn. Motherfucker. That's exactly what I did. My bad. This next segment is from our friends, or my friend Zach, over at Mills Made Media and An Awkward Situation. And I guess this is just another little glimpse into Oh No at Night. Enjoy.
There is a band from Gainesville called Hot Water Music, and their only date they're playing in Florida. Yeah, and they're playing in Gainesville. You should check them out. They're from Gainesville.
Yes. Okay.
Good band.
Yeah, that's what I love about Gainesville. It took me a while to learn. The music scene is awesome here, dude. Awesome. There's shows every night. And you heard of Fest or The Fest?
Yeah.
That's a huge music fest. Punk rock, hardcore, anything, any music, everything in between they do. It's like, I want to say a couple weeks long, or if not a month long, festival of just bands playing all around town, downtown Gainesville. And it's awesome, man. And it starts on Halloween. And I'm super stoked for that. Like, you can just walk around downtown and walk by five different bands playing. You know, you're not going to know those bands, but, you know, you'd have to pay to see the band that, you know. I think the headliner this year is Less Than Jake. But not that I care about them, but it's a really cool deal. And then, like, you know, the tattoo parlor that I go to, they're the ones that originally created the logo for Fest, and people like come all over, from other countries to get this fest, this festival. It's a good time.
They just come all over that festival. Right
on. Yeah,
come all over it.
You read my mind.
What did I say? Come all over them?
I was not listening to anything you said for like the last 5 minutes. I'm not even going to lie.
Hijack your show.
Yep. You guys, I got to sign off here. I don't know what happened, though. I'm a little worried. I got computer problems now. Fucking, I blame it on Zach.
Yeah, you're distracted.
What? This is where I leave you, gentlemen. So, whatever you got to do with your computer, good luck.
I think I'll get the hammer out and really, really chisel it down.
Yeah. I'll check out your podcast, Zach, and once you go live and you can have phone calls into your program, I'll be even more interested.
Yeah. Don't you be a traitor to me, Jack. I mean, you know where your loyalties lie.
No.
Let me talk to Bender for a second.
I didn't say I was going to call in. I know people who might want to call in to this show.
Oh, I know some of those people too. But those people,
We would accept any call-ins, and if they're an idiot, I will call for them. But again, dude, that'd be awesome. Check it out, unawkwardsituation.com. Check it out, man. I appreciate that. It was good to meet you, man.
Yeah, definitely. Good chatting with you. Owen, thank you for Oh No at Night.
Of course. Oh No at Night, you know, it's a different thing. We just kind of hang out. I'm going to edit it all together later, and I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But, yeah, Jack, you get out of here. I'm hanging up on you. Bye. Fucking see how I do that, Zach?
Yeah, you gotta own it.
Just gotta fucking get rid of them sometimes, you know? It's like, fucking you piece of trash just on my show. Like, I don't need...
You're the podfather.
This is what I do. This is what the podfather does at night.
Do you stress with that responsibility of being with that title? Does that stress you out?
It does, man. You gotta imagine.
I mean, I know you own it, but it's gotta come with a little, you know, it's a little bit of stress. You got a lot of
A lot of autographs. My hand gets tired. My right hand, my writing hand, you know, with all the autographs.
Owen, please. Do you have like what's it called when you're an actor and you get that like a picture taken of you for like promotion?
What, like? Sponsors? What are you talking about? I mean, I'm endorsed.
Actors take those pictures and they give them to, like, you know what I'm talking about. An actor will take, like,
headshots.
A new actor.
What are you talking about?
Just a picture of their face. What's that called?
A headshot, right?
Is that what's called a headshot?
Yeah. You're talking about a headshot?
Childhood headshot autograph in my studio.
Oh, I got tons of them. They.
Dude, okay. I want an audiograph. I want an audiographed picture of your headshot in my studio. Can I please have that? Would that be your gift to me, please?
Yeah. You know what? That's going to be your Christmas present in a frame.
Christmas is coming up.
You know what, Zach? I will gift you the. It's going to be. It's gonna be worth a lot of money one day, you know.
I'm holding you to that. I want that in my studio. I'd be like before every episode, all my guests are in the studio. I'd be like, look, it'd be like a kid on the wall with an autograph.
No, man. I'm gonna do this right for you, man. I'm gonna take a special picture for you. And it's gonna.
No, I want your. I want your, you. Don't have one. I thought you had.
What
one
the old, the old kid, the old. Oh, you want one of those? I have to ask my mom for those. You want like my 13-year-old headshot?
Yes, I want.
Okay. I will ask my mom because I don't have any of those. My mom, okay. I think, does.
Like even if it's, you know, even if you just send me the file, if she doesn't have a file, I mean, she probably doesn't, but I would go get it printed and then come down to Orlando for you to autograph it, and that would be my Christmas present.
I'll get you what you want, baby. Don't worry.
All right, awesome. I would love that, dude. That would go up in my studio the second I get it. I'll probably even frame it.
I'll give it to you in a frame. I'm not... white trash. I mean,
thanks, man. I mean, it is a fucking Christmas present.
All right. So,
what's up?
No. I think I need a jet from here, man.
Yeah, figure out what's going on with your fucking technicalities, your technical difficulties.
Well, no, it's sounding a lot better. I've got. How is it on your end? I mean, what are you getting?
Well, you sound great. Bender sounded great. Toby sounded horrible. I couldn't understand a word Toby said. I couldn't barely hear the music. But I'm going over a phone, so, you know. Yep. Fuck off, Toby. I can't understand you.
You know what, Chuck? I'm going to take your dick off.
Not one word. All right, buddy.
Bye.
Fuck Toby. Toby, fuck off. Toby, fuck off. Toby, I'm gonna fuck you up, dude.
I'm going to bite your dick off.
Toby, you're getting out of hand. He's glitching, dude. I'm sorry.
I don't know what Toby's saying. I just feel like he's a fucking asshole.
He kept saying he was going to bite your dick off.
Dude, Toby, if you fucking come at me, dude, I will fucking murder. Robot, human, doesn't matter to me, dude.
I'm sorry. I gotta reprogram him, dude.
For murdering a robot? Because I would for Toby. I hate him. I hate him.
Jack.
I think that was a Zach. I'm not sure. Toby, shut the fuck up. Can no one come back on, please? I hate it. Toby, learn how to speak English to where I can hear you over the phone, and then we'll talk.
I have to ask you a question.
Yep, still don't know.
Answer the question.
I feel like it'd be so easy to kill a robot, dude. Well, it depends on how strong. It's totally like a fucking... Obviously, by the way you sound, you sound like a retard robot. Like, if he was a sophisticated, like, educated, fucking strong robot, he might whoop my ass and murder me really quick. But Toby sounds like a little bitch. And all I need is a sledgehammer or a decent-sized crescent wrench, and Toby's donezo. I'll spray some WD-40 just in your eyes. Wait, that wouldn't hurt you because you don't have green eyes. Fuck. I'll come up with something.
I am a sophisticated sex bot. I am a sophisticated sex bot. Bow to me.
Until Toby is done talking, I'm done talking.
I'm going to do the doggy style. I'm going to do all of the fucking things. I'm going to anvil you in the face. I'm going to bow you over the ledge and make you bleed for your life while I am fucking you in the ass.
Toby, that is very inappropriate.
I have no clue what he said, but I know that
he said he was gonna fucking like hang you over the edge and then fuck you in the ass, like, of a cliff.
Christ.
Yeah, he's twisted.
Do you live in Orlando?
Toby is a sick.
I need to know where Toby lives because I will find him and I will do mean things to him. Just thought the words that he said that I couldn't even understand.
You know that little like crazy back area of my porch, like the back area, like the even past the part that we pee, like you know.
I've never been back there ever.
Yeah. It's kind of where it's where Toby is kept and where my lawnmower is kept, and he doesn't like it back there. But I unplug it. He always.
He's a robot, dude. He can fucking. That's a fucking luxury for him.
Yeah. It's a sad thing that you can't understand.
You need to fucking train him to mow your lawn. What the fuck are you doing?
I'll have to get him patched into the board next time. I'll get that worked out. But
yeah, because I can't understand where that fucking is.
It's been a fucking pleasure. Mind fucking your dickhole.
All right. Well, if Toby's gonna be talking all night, I gotta go because I don't like him.
He said something about mind fucking your dickhole. I think that's what he just said. I don't know.
Well,
he said he was going to bed though. He said good night.
Well, alright. Good. Thank God. Go to bed, you fuck.
Saw him just power down.
Power him down, fucking recharge. Don't even recharge his batteries. Give him a couple days of fucking rest. That way he can recollect his mind and get his shit together. Detox, whatever he's on.
Well, that was fun. Hanging out with you guys, listening to a couple of Oh No at Nights, while getting a little Oh No at Night-ish, I shall dare say. Guys, I'm sorry we haven't done a proper couple of weeks of shows. Trust me, that will change. We're going to be getting back to a more regular schedule. The guys haven't gone anywhere. It just happens to be there was a couple of weird, really weird weeks. So again, we're coming back. It's going to be hopefully the November the 20th. I keep saying hopefully, but more than fucking likely. If not, we're going to make something work that week. In the meantime, while I am gone and unavailable to be providing, you know, or researching content and all that stuff, you guys need to do that for me. You need to help out as part of the show. You need to go ahead and join that Facebook group as well. Yeah, you'll see it. You know how to do that. If you're listening to this show, you get the internet. And either way, if you don't, then we don't want you in there, so. Bottom line is that's where you get and where you should be sharing all of your videos, stuff that we need to be talking about on the upcoming shows. I want you guys to know that I love you, that I'm going on a little bit of a vacation. Again, it's only going to be a week for you guys. And honestly, you won't really miss a show, so doing our best to keep the content rolling here over at Scumbag Studios, even if it's just me playing some tunes and talking to you with a few clips in between. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you dearly, and for everyone involved, I guess we have to say it.
Eat. A bag of dicks.